Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by City Manager Harold Stewart to talk about the City Council's decision to strongly recommend the Grand Theater put in a sprinkler system. The biggest thing to come out of the City Council meeting this week was the decision to strongly recommend that the Grand Theater have a sprinkler system installed. A lot of discussion, including a presentation by yourself in regards to this subject. Talk about what led to this recommendation and what are some of the things that people could possibly see in the future in regards to this decision.
The reason we came down with the recommendation that we strongly recommend that the movie theater put in sprinklers at this time was for a couple of factors. One is that if they don't put sprinklers in, they'll be required to address some of the egress issues, which in all reality could potentially actually be more expensive than putting in the sprinkler system. Two is because you have the multi-level movie theaters, that creates an issue, and in being able to protect the stair escape off of that. There's also some concerns about the actual design of the stairs and the ability to get out in case of an emergency. You can get out, but it's not designed for the best flow out. And the other issue we had is even in that situation, it all comes down into the one common area. And so then you have a mix of the people from the screens on the lower level colliding with the people trying to get out from the upper level, and they all conglomerate right there in the middle to get out. And so we want to put measures in there that provide the most amount of time and safe ability for people to get out as possible. And so either you got to deal with providing more ways for people to get out so they're not all trying to get out the exact same way, or you got to provide a way to buy more time for people to get out. And ultimately, by putting the sprinkler system in, that addresses some of those issues. Then the fire safety officials aren't as concerned about egress because the sprinkler system will help alleviate a lot of that concern. The other issue that we run into is we recommended that we go to the 2009 International Fire Code. There is actually a couple other versions, newer versions of that out, including the 2012 and the 2015 that just came out here in the last couple weeks. The 2015 version, due to a fire in a theater a few years ago, where I think it was over 100 people died in that fire, that has triggered some attention by the International Code Council on how codes can be adjusted to help prevent that from happening in the future. And so in particular with assembly uses, which a movie theater classifies as an A1 assembly use, those types of uses are now becoming more stringent in the fact that the 2015 code will now require that retroactively any assembly use that can have more than 300 people in it at any one time is retroactively required to put in a sprinkler system. The occupancy of the movie theater here in town, the Grand Theater, is probably going to be just under the 300. So even in that situation, they still could potentially not be required to put in a sprinkler system at this point. However, getting into the 2015 code, they're now retroactively required to put it in. And the conversations with the staff from the ICC, the directive was kind of pointed to that that's kind of phase one. Next phase is once it's on the books and everyone's kind of gotten adjusted to that aspect, they're actually going to drop that number lower, probably to around the 200, 250 range. And so some of the concerns staff then had with the Grand Theater is it's not a question of if a sprinkler system is going to be required, it's more a matter of when it's going to be required. And if we know that at some point in the near future it's going to be required, given the egress issues and other challenges we're having right now with the movie theater, why don't we just go ahead and recommend that the sprinkler system be put in now, because it's going to be more cost-effective to do that now than it will be in 5 to 10 years from now. It'll help with the egress issues that are there now and some of the building design. It'll help save on requirements of higher fire retardant materials being used and some of those things. And at the end of the day, we think it's just a more cost-effective and will help provide a more safe building for people to use. That does bring up another point, though, and that is I don't want the impression to be that now that because the city is strongly recommending the movie theater put in a sprinkler system that now all of a sudden everyone thinks that we're going to come require everyone to put in a sprinkler system. Again, as we talked about previously, there's a lot of factors that help determine this, the use and those types of things. We kind of wanted to use this as a platform to really begin educating the public and the building owners and those types of things, that the codes are changing. I anticipate here in the future that we'll have significant conversations, particularly about fire safety and life safety codes and how that impacts us and how we can work together to make our buildings the safest that they can be.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, City Manager Harold Stewart, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.